それでは早速レッスン始めていきましょう。Here we go!
One day, a young boy named Jake, who attended a middle school in a small town, discovered new words in his English class. The word of the day was adventure, and Jake understood the meaning of the word during the class and thought about what kind of adventure it could be related to. After school, Jake went to the library with his friend Emily. They searched for adventure novels, aiming to find a story that suited the new word adventure. In the depths of the library shelves, they stumbled upon an old book. Its cover showed a bold adventurer. Excited, Jake and Emily borrowed the book and headed home. That night, Jake began reading the book in his room. The story was about a voyage to ancient unknown lands. The crew faced terrifying storms and battles in uncharted waters as they explored new territories. They grew through failure and success, forging new friendships along the way. Jake got himself in the story, and the meaning of the new word adventure became clear to him. It was about challenging the unknown, growing and gaining new experiences. The next day, Jake shared the story with his friends. They decided to embark on an adventure together, exploring around the town. They visited forests, streams, and old ruins, enjoying their time with new discoveries. Through that day's adventure, Jake and Emily learned a lot. They learned not only the meaning of the new word, but also the value of friendship and the importance of teamwork. From that day on, they undertook adventures almost every day. Their hearts were always filled with a thirst for new discoveries and experiences, and their friendship made each adventure more special.
それでは皆さんに魔法をかけていきたいと思います。先ほど聞いていただいたニューワードという物語ですね。聞いてて多分さっぱりわからなかったっていう人結構いるんじゃないでしょうかね。あとはちょこちょこわかったけどどんなストーリーかよくわかんないとか、もう一発聞いて全部わかったっていう人はもうこの先聞く必要がないと思いますが、まあ一般的にね、の日本人の英語力ではなかなか難しいんではないかというふうに思うんですが、これがスラスラと日本語のようにわかるというこんな奇跡のような技をこれから皆さんにかけていきます。心の準備はよろしいでしょうか？これがジェットイングリッシュなんですね。はい。それでは行きたいと思います。では行きますよ。こんな感じです。先ほどの英文、魔法をかけていきます。これを聞き流してください。行きます。One day, ある日、a young boy named Jake, Jake という名の少年、who attended, 出席していた、a middle school, 中学校、in the small town, 小さな町の、discovered, 見つけました、new words,In English class, 英語の授業で。The word of the day was adventure. その日の単語はアドベンチャー、冒険でした。And Jake understood. Jake は理解しました。The meaning of the word during the class, 授業中にその単語の意味を理解し、and thought、そして考えました。What kind of adventure? どんな冒険に ?It could be related to. それが関連しているのかと。After school, 放課後、Jake went to the library.ジェイクは図書館に行きました。With his friend Emily. 友達のエミリーと一緒に。They searched for adventure novels. 彼らは冒険小説を探しました。Aiming to find 見つけることを目指して。A story that suited ふさわしい物語を。The new word adventure 新しい単語アドベンチャーに。In the depths of library shelves 図書館の奥の棚で They stumbled upon 彼らは出くわしました An old book 古い本に Its cover showed その表紙は描かれていました A bold adventurer大胆な冒険者が。Excited Jake and Emily borrowed the book. 興奮したジェイクとエミリーはその本を借り、and headed home. そして家に向かいました。That night, その夜、Jake began reading the book.ジェイクはその本を読み始めました。In his room. 彼の部屋で。The story was about the voyage. 物語は航海についてでした。To ancient unknown land. 古代の未知への土地へ。The crew faced.船員たちは直面しました。Terrifying storms 恐ろしい嵐や And battles in uncharted waters 未知の海域での戦いに As they explored new territories 新しい領土を探検しながらThey grew through failure and success. 彼らは失敗と成功を通じて成長し、forging new friendships along the way. 途中で新しい友情を築きました。Jake got himself in the story. ジェイクは物語に没頭し、And the meaning of the new word, adventure. そして新しい単語、アドベンチャーの意味が became too clear to him. 彼にはっきりしてきました。It was about challenging the unknown. それは未知に挑むこと。Growing, 成長すること。And gaining new experiences. 新しい経験を得ること。The next day, 翌日、Jake shared the story. Jake は物語を共有しました。With his friends. 彼の友達と。They decided to embark on an adventure together. 彼らは一緒に冒険に出ることを決め、exploring around the town. 街の周りを探検し始めました。They visited forest, streams, and old ruins. 彼らは森や川、古い廃墟を訪れ、enjoying their time with new discoveries. 新しい発見とともに楽しんでいました。Through the day's adventure, その日の冒険を通じて、Jake and Emily learned a lot.ジェイクとエミリーはたくさんのことを学びました。They learned 彼らは学びました。Not only the meaning of the new word. 新しい単語の意味だけではなく、But also the value of friendship. 友情の価値と、And the importance of teamwork. チームワークの重要性も。From that day on, その日から、They undertook adventures almost every day. 彼らはほぼ毎日冒険に出かけました。Their hearts were always filled with thirst. 彼らの心は常に渇いていました。For new discoveries and experiences. 新しい発見と経験を求めて。And their friendship. そして彼らの友情が made each adventure more special. それぞれの冒険をより特別なものにしました。はい、いかがだったでしょうか。日本語を差し込んでいきました。まあ大体同時通訳の人はこういうふうに頭の中になってるんですけども、はい、それではですね、まあ中で難しかった単語をちょっと拾っていきたいと思います。20個ばっかりになりますね。はい、一つは最初、discover、または discovered、まあ過去形になりますね。発見したということになります。discovered、はい。次2番。Related to. Related to. はい。関連付けられるという単語ですね。次。Adventure. Adventure. これは冒険。次。Aimed. Aimed. 目指した。まあ、狙ったとかいう意味もありますね。次。suited. suited. これは適したということです。何々に適しているってことですね。次。depth. depth. これで深さ。ね。浅い深いの深さですね。はい。stumbled upon, stumbled upon. これで偶然に出会ったと。なんかこう、ほんと出会い頭というような感じですね。次、borrowed, borrowed. これで借りたということですね。次、headed.Headed. これはどこどこに向かったと。つまり頭がどっちに向いたということですね。Headed ね。はい。日本では足の向くまま、気の向くままと言いますが、英語では頭がどっちに向いているかということになります。Headed でした。次。Began. Began ですね。B-E-G-A-N ですから、Began.これで始めた。現在形は begin。過去形が began。で、現在完了が begun。begun になります。begun じゃないですよ、あれ。g-u-n ですけど、begun じゃなくて begun。で、begin, began, begun。ってなるですね。で、g-u-n が gun。ピストルの gun と一緒です。ね。次。voyage, voyage. これは航海。海の航海ですね。海を渡っていくことです。次。terrifying, terrifying. 恐ろしい。uncharted, uncharted.未知の、未踏の、 踏み入れてないってことでね、まあ、地図に載ってないということで未踏のって意味になります。では次、 Failure、 これは失敗ということですね。次、その逆の Success、これはもう日本語になってますね。サクセスね。成功。Forging。これで気づくと。友情を気づく。しっかり立ってね、作るってことですね。次。Embarked。これで乗ると。で、乗り出したと。いうことだけど、バークトゥですからね。はい。もう乗り出してしまったと。もう、冒険に出かけたってことですね。次、explored。探検した。discovered。これは発見した。最後は undertaken。 これで引き受けたと。 undertake は引き受けるという現在形ですね。 take, took, taken になりますからね。はい、そういうわけで重要単語20やってまいりました。それでは最初聞いてさっやっぱりわからなかったあの英語の物語、ニューワードね、まあ、英語では The New World になるでしょうけど、はい、The New World 物語聞いてもらいたいと思います。じゃあ聞いてみましょう。どうぞ。
One day, a young boy named Jake, who attended a middle school in a small town, discovered new words in his English class.The word of the day was adventure, and Jake understood the meaning of the word during the class and thought about what kind of adventure it could be related to. After school, Jake went to the library with his friend Emily. They searched for adventure novels, aiming to find a story that suited the new word adventure. In the depths of the library shelves, they stumbled upon an old book.Its cover showed a bold adventurer. Exceeded, Jacque and Emily borrowed the book and headed home. That night, Jacque began reading the book in his room. The story was about a voyager to ancient unknown lands. The crew faced terrifying storms and battles in uncharted waters as they explored new territories. They grew through failure and success.Forging new friendships along the way. Jake got himself in the story, and the meaning of the new word, adventure, became clear to him. It was about challenging the unknown, growing, and gaining new experiences. The next day, Jake shared the story with his friends. They decided to embark on an adventure together, exploring around the town.They visited forests, streams, and old ruins, enjoying their time with new discoveries. Through that day's adventure, Jake and Emily learned a lot. They learned not only the meaning of the new word, but also the value of friendship and the importance of teamwork. From that day on, they undertook adventures almost every day.Their hearts were always filled with a thirst for new discoveries and experiences, and their friendship made each adventure more special.
はい、いかがだったでしょうか。今回はだいぶ聞けたんじゃないでしょうか。ね、全く最初は歯が立たなかったのが、まあ、全部完全には分かんなくても、半分ぐらいは、下手したらそれ以上は聞けたんじゃないでしょうか。もうね、頭が英語脳になってるんですね。この英語の順番に反応できる、 脳を作らないと、いつまで経っても英語は何十年やっても聞こえません。向こうに住んでても英語聞こえない人いっぱいいますからね。私アメリカ、ニュージーランド、オーストラリアに住んでましたけど、向こうに住んでる日本人もかなり英語苦労してます。はい、で、それではですね、今度は2倍速で聞いてみたいと思います。同じやつを2倍で聞いてみてどうか。そして2倍で聞いた後にもう一度普通の速度で聞いてみます。すると、なんと不思議なことにめちゃくちゃゆっくり聞こえます。それではまず2倍速で聞いてください。どうぞ。
One day, a young boy named Jake, who attended a middle school in a small town, discovered new words in his English class. The word of the day was adventure, and Jake understood the meaning of the word during the class and thought about what kind of adventure it could be related to. After school, Jake went to the library with his friend Emily. They searched for adventure novels, aiming to find a story that suited the new word adventure. In the depths of the library shelves, they stumbled upon an old book. Its cover showed a bold adventurer. Excited, Jake and Emily borrowed the book and headed home. That night, Jake began reading the book in his room. The story was about a voyager to ancient unknown lands. The crew faced terrifying storms and battles in uncharted waters as they explored new territories. They grew through failure and success, forging new friendships along the way. Jake got himself in the story, and the meaning of the new word, adventure, became clear to him. It was about challenging the unknown, growing, and gaining new experiences. The next day, Jake shared the story with his friends. They decided to embark on an adventure together, exploring around the town. They visited forests, streams, and old ruins, enjoying their time with new discoveries. Through that day's adventure, Jake and Emily learned a lot. They learned not only the meaning of the new word, but also the value of friendship and the importance of teamwork. From that day on, they undertook adventures almost every day. Their hearts were always filled with a thirst for new discoveries and experiences, and their friendship made each adventure more special.
いかがだったですか ?2 倍速でも結構聞けたんじゃないでしょうか。それでは今度はまた普通の速度に戻して聞いてみます。今度はさっきの、最初聞いた時にさっぱりわからなかった、英語って早いなと思ったこの文章がすっごくゆっくり聞こえます。じゃあ聞いてみましょう。どうぞ。
One day, a young boy named Jake, who attended a middle school in a small town, discovered new words in his English class. The word of the day was adventure, and Jake understood the meaning of the word during the class and thought about what kind of adventure it could be related to. After school, Jake went to the library with his friend Emily. They searched for adventure novels, aiming to find a story that suited the new word adventure. In the depths of the library shelves, they stumbled upon an old book. Its cover showed a bold adventurer. Excited, Jake and Emily borrowed the book and headed home. That night, Jake began reading the book in his room. The story was about a voyager to ancient unknown lands. The crew faced terrifying storms and battles in uncharted waters as they explored new territories. They grew through failure and success, forging new friendships along the way. Jake got himself in the story, and the meaning of the new word, adventure, became clear to him. It was about challenging the unknown, growing, and gaining new experiences. The next day, Jake shared the story with his friends. They decided to embark on an adventure together, exploring around the town. They visited forests, streams, and old ruins, enjoying their time with new discoveries. Through that day's adventure, Jake and Emily learned a lot. They learned not only the meaning of the new word, but also the value of friendship and the importance of teamwork. From that day on, they undertook adventures almost every day. Their hearts were always filled with a thirst for new discoveries and experiences, and their friendship made each adventure more special.
はい、いかがだったでしょうか。すごく簡単にゆっくり聞こえたと思います。いや、まだ聞こえないよっていう方はまた最初に戻って 一からやり直してみてください。こうやってですね、何度も何度も、英語脳を作る訓練をしておくと、実はびっくりするぐらい英語は聞こえるようになってまいります。はい、そういうわけで、第1弾は中学英語でやっていきました。タイトルは The New Word。 はい、ズバリニューワードです。はい、まあ、ニューワードはアドベンチャーでしたね。そうなんですね、やっぱりアドベンチャー、冒険をする、チャレンジするっていうのは大事だというお話でした。それでは皆さんもね、ぜひ人生チャレンジを続けてください。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。本日のジェットイングリッシュ、皆様のフライトをお供しましたパイロットは私ノリ本庄でした。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。 See you next time. Bye bye.